Awesome.
You know what? It totally sounds like fucking shit, but we're just gonna fucking.
Does it really?
I was gonna sound.
Well, no.
You guys are gonna sound as bad as me tonight.
Relax. I could try to fix that shit up with the with what I do, because that's what I do, and I get paid to get what I do. But no,
I don't get
paid to do what I do. But, all right, guys. Here we go. Okay, the record button's hit. Finally, we are here.
Hello,
Eric Vanderslice. What's up?
Jeez. Good evening. Good evening.
It's Eric. I'm telling you, buddy. It's been a trek, like the Oregon Trail, to get you here, my friend.
I know. I'm fucking elusive, man. I don't like to keep pressing unless I got something to do.
It's gonna be
I'm
hard.
I'm elusive.
I don't know how Skype is with everybody talking over each other, but we need to be a little bit more. You know,
you caught him in the water. Though.
Yeah, whatever.
Cognizant of it.
All right, man. Yeah, you know what it is? I'm doing a podcast with no control, and it's making me feel.
Making you feel anxious, I know.
Yeah, I'm very anxious, and I can't be in control, and I don't like the way things sound. But I'm sure things are going to sound better once we're done. So, okay.
Oh. Yeah, we're just going to fucking do it.
Two. Do we have any? You want to go through anything that we're going to do, Eric?
No, we're just.
Everybody?
I'm here, man.
Yeah, we're just going to good. We're
Eric,
just going to chat.
You don't want to show us your fat ass nipple with your badass fucking. 80s
nah,
fucking
dude,
villain
look,
fucking
listen,
facial hair.
I'll give you a taste of.
Oh no,
a taste.
We don't,
a little taste.
You know, we don't need it. Yeah, shout out to 1983.
Oh, there it is.
Got some handlebar.
Yeah,
got some
handlebar.
And then I got the scar right there.
If anybody
nice.
Knows anything about Eric, he's, hey, like, he's always on point. With the 80s villain stees on the with the so, you know
I like it.
What's that one dude? I can't remember. It's what the fuck movie it was with the fucking black mustache and the fucking. Arr! Oh man, I can't. That's every 80s
need,
fucking movie.
We're gonna need a little bit more information than
that,
my friend.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the intro.
Hello. Hello! Oh, Mitty almost tried to jump on it right there.
Yeah,
and welcome to the Terradrome, the podcast by the guys who podcast like it might be their last podcast. Why? Because it just might be, and a reason for that. We're actually on location. We're on location this time. We're using Skype instead of Google Hangouts for your listening pleasure, because it was the only way that we could bring you the man, the myth, the legend himself as a guest this week, Eric Vanderslice. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on, and
yes,
thank you for catering to my needs, because
dude.
It was
yes.
just, you know, there was no other way.
I've jumped through more fucking hoops than a fucking poodle on a fucking a dog show in 1972 on Channel 11, hosted by Dinah Shore. You know, so
yeah,
many fucking
specific.
Hoops I had to fucking
bro,
jump through.
That was 3 points right there for fucking references.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Already
was,
off
yeah,
the
dude,
that was
crazy.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
good. Dust is up 3-0.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No doubt, man. Yo, man, I've tried for fucking 2 weeks to get this month. Google Hangouts hates iPhone.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's not working. And you know what? What I heard from the Realm of Collectors, shout out to the Realm. That a lot of the guys that want to jump into the shows, the last update, you could jump into Hangouts, but not live Hangouts.
Yeah, no broadcasts.
But even though we are not broadcasting live on our Hangout channel, we keep it private because we need to record that audio.
It's still a broadcast.
It's still
they
a
were
broadcast.
They were still trying to keep Vance Leasy down.
Yeah, man.
See, you know what?
They
want
to hear none of it.
Nate, this is where you're wrong. You can't keep Vance Leasy down. As long as I know this motherfucker, you can't keep him down. This is what we did. We're like, fuck it. We're going to do it on Skype. Fuck.
All right. We're gonna get into your guys' whole relationship here in a second.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
But first, let's do our roundtable intros.
All right.
Bo Walker, the madman from Macon, the mayor of Macon, Georgia. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
All right.
All right. That was a big hype up for all right. I'm like,
wow.
Whoa. I'm doing okay.
There was no bingo tonight.
There was bingo tonight, and it was awesome. I'm going to shoot straight with you guys. If you remember a while back, I had a family member who had some health issues.
Yes.
That was my father-in-law. He has since passed away.
Oh, no.
And this weekend was his celebration of life memorial service. So this past weekend, we've had a ton of family from all over the place kind of swarming in on Macon. And it's been a whirlwind. And it sucks that it takes those tragic moments to kind of bring families together.
Right. I'm sorry,
But it does, man.
Yeah, it totally does.
It does bring those people together. And man.
Wow, what a fucking dick.
Whoa. God damn it, Dust.
That was an ill-placed sound effect.
Eric's just like, what a fucking dick. No, I'm just trying to make some fucking levity of it.
I appreciate the attempt at levity. Certainly.
I could have went with Homer. Boo.
you are correct, Bo. Unfortunately, it's trying times like that that pull people together.
Well, me and a family member were talking about it, and it takes those moments for people to kind of put financial and responsibilities aside sometimes to say, like, I'll make the trip out of town, even though I've got these other obstacles. Like, this takes precedence. So it's been awesome to see so many family members over this past weekend, but it's kind of been a whirlwind, and it's left me with kind of a myriad of emotions. I may be in a little bit rare form. I may be quiet. I don't know what it's going to look like. I know you guys will.
We take level 9 Bo just like we take level 5 Bo, my friend. You're here.
My level 9 is level 11 after episode 9.
As long as it wasn't that one episode where we were all flatlined. What episode was that one? What was that, like 4?
Something like that.
I wasn't drinking, and it just wasn't there.
I'm always on point.
Oh, there you go. Speaking of
Mitty's on point, like a sniper.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Mitty, how are you, my friend? You good?
Yo, I'm doing pretty good. But listening to Bo got me thinking about my own mortality, man. And even though I'm trying to push 100 years, you know, if by some chance I do pass, what you got to do is cremate me. And throw me on some midget strippers. Like, literally, go to the strip club.
That's specific.
Midgets. And make it rain in my ashes.
Can we call them Mitty's Midgets? Is that the
boom,
deal?
Boom, there you go.
It's all about branding.
See, Eric knows. It's all about branding.
Instead of a midi minute, it's Mitty Midgets.
It's the Mitty Midgets.
I can't even pronounce midgets. You know what? I've been drinking since fucking 7 o'clock. I can't even pronounce midgets.
Little people.
Dust Mites, how are you, my friend? You good?
Yo. What's up, everybody? My name is Dust Mites, and I'm here with you motherfuckers. And
That's finally right. We
got this other motherfucker in here. After two fucking weeks. Eric Vanishlice.
I'm sorry, I'm going to just hang up.
Sound effect.
And I still can't hear him.
Get out while you're on top. Just go ahead. Go ahead and step out now.
This is an amazing intro. I'm just stealing my boo. Look at this guy.
He's like, I've heard enough. I'm hanging up.
Bro, this has been the longest fucking travel we've fucking taken on between each other to get you on a fucking show. And we can't get you on Google Hangouts, so we have to convert the whole format of this show to Skype. Just for you.
It's worth it. Exactly. Don't worry about it.
I think it's going to be worth it.
Worth it. Worth it.
Look, I don't do it. The thing is, I don't do anything lightweight anyway, man. We got to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got to do a one-off Skype, you got to do it. We're trying to get a Skype sponsorship going or something.
Make that money.
Paid partnership.
Well, you thank know,
like,
you, bro.
Like, yes.
Thank you. Really, thank you for having me on here.
On the show.
Did he say fuck you for having us on it?
I said, thank you. I didn't say,
oh, I thought you said fuck you for having me on here.
No further ado, we have Eric Vanderslice on the show this afternoon, a very, very well-known and well-renowned hip-hop producer. It is our pleasure. All right,
yes, sweet.
Yes, it is our pleasure to have you on, but we wouldn't have you on if it wasn't for Dust Mites, because apparently you two go way back. So
like
I don't know which one. I don't know which one of you wants to take the lead on this situation.
I'll
but
let
who
Eddie
wants,
take the lead
who wants to talk about how Dust and fucking Van Sleazy met up?
Go ahead, Eddie. Van Sleazy, do it, man.
It was, I remember, like, we were, he used to post sample threads on fucking UGHH.com.
Undergroundhiphop.com.
Nice.
Which MIDI right here, Sounds for Samplers, was a moderator.
He was the moderator. Yeah.
I was the evil moderator.
Real quick, MIDI, when did you moderate? When did you start moderating?
Man, like 1999?
No, yeah, okay, it was okay. Old, yeah,
okay, so
you know what happened?
It was around our time.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, so it was around our time.
Many moons.
So it was in the producer forum, and I remember he posted, it was a mix that had the Nonfiction Strange Universe sample, but it was not the library version. It was like a version off of a soundtrack, and I asked him where
movie.
He got it.
Yeah, it was from a movie.
And he tried to play me. It didn't give me the info. So we started just slightly dissing each other here and there. And his other partner, Liquid Six.
Shout out to Liquid Six.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the homie.
I've known Ed. So, and I was talking to Ed. We were cool, and it's like I knew they were cool. And we went into this fucking AIM. It was a private AIM chat that was just when they were starting Dust Mites, because we were done with the fucking UGHH community. It was just trash by then. This was like, right. What, 02?
Yeah.
When it went just real quick for everybody out there listening, yeah. I'm gonna try to mediate a little bit. So that's a beat forum, correct? Like a hip hop beat forum.
It was hip hop undergroundhiphop.com.
Right.
It was a store site that had a forum. And
right.
The
and
forums
what Eric
where it had every type of producer. It had hip hop. It had DJ. Everything had a forum.
Right, I think what Eric is trying to say then, by about 02-ish, it had already gotten flooded and saturated, and it was
and that's where Dust Mites came from. Dust Mites is not me. Dust Mites was a group.
You were Jigsaw. You were Jigsaw.
Yeah, I was Jigsaw before Dust Mites. Right. Dust Mites was a fucking movement, and that's what we started.
Right.
So when Eric says, Eric says, like, when we went from fucking undergroundhiphop.com, I started a forum and a website, and we had radio shows, and we had so much shit
It was called Dust Mites?
Yeah, it was just Dust Mites. It wasn't me. It was,
this is shit I don't even know.
Yeah, all right. You know how Pharrell and Chad was Neptunes?
Yeah.
We were Dust Mites. It was a group. It was a crew. It was a crew.
No, I get it. I'm just saying I didn't know that prior to now. Yeah, okay, sorry. Eric, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Around 02, you left underground or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we just left UGHH. We're like, man, fuck this shit. And, we started talking just here and there, just trading records and samples and shit. And Eddie and I have, like a similar past, you know, like his mom died, my mom died, and he would be drunk at like 2 in the morning, just chatting on AIM, And it's like you can see his texting get progressively worse as the night went on. That's how we became friends.
Hold on, we started
connecting.
You haven't gotten a recent text from me.
No. I mean, dang, it's autocorrect has saved Eddie's life, man. You can't tell whether he's still or not.
He calls it the flipper. Whenever he fucks up on a text, he's like, "Bro, this keyboard's not made for the flipper."
Yeah, shout out to Carpal Tunnel, man. Shout out to Carpal Tunnel.
Yeah, they gotta cut his hand off like Luke Skywalker. So they were saying earlier.
You see where that happened.
All right, so go on. So you guys move on to a different forum. You guys move on to the Dust Mites forum, which is
And the Dust Mites forum was literally
I paid for a website. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, and the Dust Mites forum was like the people that migrated there from UGHH were all sharks, right. And we ate every single guppy that tried to sign up, which is why it failed.
Yep.
Right.
I didn't even know about this shit, man. I was not part of the Dust Mites forums.
Well,
I failed.
So you guys branched off. And did the Dust Mites forums, and all the fucking great whites of the fucking crew, you two, and I'm sure a few others, other kids would jump in, and you guys would just fucking eat them up, or what?
Yeah, I mean, we were antisocial,
right?
Like, it was just the whole thing.
You know what? We were trying to when you were a producer just coming up, and you posted a question in one of these other forums. Everybody jumped on you and said, "You're a fucking noob. Fuck you. We wanted
right.
to bring those guys into our group and teach them. Like a Jedi.
Yeah.
It was like the Jedi school. You know what I mean? But if you acted like a fucking jerk off, you were gone.
Right. You got ate up.
Perfect.
Right.
You were gone. You were done. But if you came into the group and asked a question, and we all thought was like, you know, that's pretty fucking dope question. Let's help them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's bring him on. And then we had our radio mixes, and we had, I mean,
and now do you guys mixes. Now here's a question for both you two. Do you guys feel that way that you were willing to help them and whatnot because the internet and whatnot was such a new, you know, upstarting thing that if they were taking the time to be there and ask the questions they really wanted to know, as opposed to nowadays where every jerk off with a fucking computer can just hop into a forum and ask a question.
Yeah.
Right?
We were tired of the bullshit. We were tired of that. And this is 2001.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you still needed money to buy equipment.
We were tired of the bullshit.
You know, you still needed money to buy equipment back then. It wasn't like now where you could just download some shit and be in the game.
You know what? MIDI, it was kind of in the middle. Like, you know, there was guys.
It was starting.
There was guys that had DSL, so it wasn't more 56K. You know, they had faster
speeds. I know some girls with DSL.
And you know what? So, like, you know, things were changing. You know, things were changing in the mix with all that bullshit.
Right.
I mean,
and so
we were doing our radio shows on real audio format.
If anybody knows real audio format,
it was streaming. It was early streaming.
Sounds like shit.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
you know what?
Fucking shit.
You know what? Real audio,
deep fried shit.
Real audio is streaming, and streaming is what it controls the video. It controls the music industry right now.
Well, listen, the first fucking phone call or radio show didn't sound like fucking anything when they first fucking came out with it, so I can only imagine, you know what I'm saying? So real quick, so when you say the radio show, is that the Empty Threats thing that you guys used to do, or is that something different?
No, that came afterwards, man. That was all Eric.
I'm trying to ask.
Dude, the Empty Threats podcast was great, but that was something that, you know, Steez, Dust Mites, fucking MTK, and I, I used to try to fucking help people. I'm like, listen, send me your demos. If you got heat, I'll bring somebody on here that could literally change your life with a phone call. I brought in fucking Jake One, who's fucking, world
Jake
famous.
Jake One,
shout out to Jake One.
Yeah. I ripped off a lot of Jake One beats on my fucking first record.
You know what?
Exactly.
Hold on. This is Dust Mites on a Jake
One.
No one
needs to know that.
This is Dust Mites on a Jake One Empty Threats podcast show. Uh huh. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, dude, you didn't say shit, dude. It was all
because I was afraid to say fucking anything, man. For this fucking dude, man. I was like, and you guys know how I'm so opinionated now. I'm just like, okay, great,
dude. And that was, and that was one. Like, I brought on fucking.
How long ago was that, man? That's fucking.
Oh, that was 06, 07. But I mean, I brought on Mike Trampy when he was like the fucking head guy at Hip Hop DX. We get your shit posted.
Yep.
I brought on DJ Contact when he fucking worked for Fat Beats. And I mean, the company, not the fucking store. Like, he he signed Black Milk. He signed, like, every record he signed was in the black. And I'm like, send me your demos. And every demo we got, we panned.
Trash.
Like, destroyed. And it's like. No, so we alienated the entire audience, and while we were slowly building an audience, because we had big guests, we were alienating the people that listened, so then we bring people in and no one listens. It's like, yeah, it was over. It was just over. Like, you need a happy medium, and we had no medium.
The best shows that we did was when we asked everybody to send their demos in, and we reviewed them on the air.
Yeah,
those were the best shows. I think, like, we
like fucking... I brought Apathy and Self-Titled on. I'm like, dude, Self's looking for talent. Apathy will rap with you, whatever. And we got nothing, not a single
nothing submission good.
Was
nothing
any. Good. Dude, and I mean, yo, there's like 60 demos that we like. Yeah, it was awful. And it's just like, man, this is like, it was just a telling sign. Like, yo, that's the underbelly of the fucking rap game, man. It's
60
really that bad.
Fucking beats, not one was good enough. To go forward.
it was that bad. I'm like, wow,
it was bad.
Dude.
It was bad. And we did those shows like what, every couple of weeks?
Yeah, once a month.
Yeah, once a month we did the fucking demo show.
That's awesome.
A great time, man. Like, you know what? We really need to bring fucking Empty Threats back, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
man.
But the problem is
just not via Skype.
Dust is already trying to hop off this podcast and get on your
Dude,
I'll submit some music. Yeah, Bo's ready to leave. Bo's put on the move.
Where am I going to go?
I do 35 shows a week.
Where am I going to go?
36 is not going to kill me if I do 35 shows.
I was going to say on Empty Spits, it's just going to be Eddie. He's not even going to be Dust Mike. Hey, we got Eddie
now. Yeah, it's just Eddie. Fuzzy Dunlop. Yeah, man.
But
Eric, we go way back, man. We had a great fucking ride, man.
Good. You know, and actually stayed friends, like, you know, like, because Eddie, another thing that Eddie, a lot of people don't know, from 03 to 08 maybe, he had beef with like everybody. I mean,
my man. That's right. Now I knew I liked this guy. He was a 50 cent of the world.
He really was. He was, you know, he was totally like 50, like, and it would be something, because again, I think part of it was he drank too much during the week. You know what I'm saying? Like, something, you know, something.
Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed since then, bro.
Easy, Mitty.
Go on. Like, no.
Easy, Mitty.
Go on.
Just like, dude.
Go on. Continue.
He just had beef with everybody, and it's like, damn, okay.
Yeah, but you know what? You had just as much beef as I did.
But the thing is with me, it's like, I wouldn't even consider what I had with people beef, because I would just say something, and they would get offended, and I'd be like, all right, whatever. Like, you know. And you go back and forth with people, like, dude, we're going to kill this fuck. Damn. Yo, and the thing it was, it's like, that was like when Eddie was like the manager of the fucking his old gig. He was balling. His girl was like 10 years older than him, so he thought he was the man. He's like, fuck everybody. Like,
wow. I'm so glad we got Eric on the show tonight. Shout out to Eric Vanderslice.
I'm already ripping up shit I was going to talk about. Now when we
he was balling, yo. He was balling out of control.
Shit.
And you know what? You know what? You know what? You enjoyed that baller.
I loved it. I don't know if you've ever been to Eddie's house. Like, yeah, for all his faults, he's like the greatest host of all time.
Thank you.
Oh, listen, I've been there one time, and I was only there for like 3 hours, and I can totally attest to that. I can only imagine if it was. Hey, listen, when I roll up there next year for fucking WrestleMania, my dude, you better fucking roll the red carpet out.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you're sleeping at the bottom of the stairs. I'm on the second floor now.
Here's a sheet. Go shut up.
Yo, when Eric came through, it was always fucking full tilt for Eric, man.
Always. Dude, remember I fucking, oh my God, I got banned from the kitchen?
Yeah, because you know what? This dude, yo, all right, I spent all day making a sauce, veal parmesan,
so
chicken parmesan.
Dude, so bad.
I'm ready to put it onto the table in the dining room, right? This dude says he just bought
Magic Bullet.
Magic Bullet. I want to make a Dr. Pepper smoothie with my meal. All right, go ahead. He doesn't close it properly. It goes zing all over the fucking house, all over the kitchen. I'm ready to serve. I'm putting the fucking veal cutlet onto the fucking table in my kitchen. My kitchen is a fucking mess. He looks at me like, whatever, dude.
I thought it was chicken parmesan.
It was chicken parmesan.
It's Dr. Pepper. A Dr. Pepper slushy all over my fucking kitchen. It's here. It's there. It's up here.
I grabbed the towel. Like, I was like, I got this. He's like,
I had to repaint my whole kitchen because of the stains on the walls. Because of this guy. But you know what? It don't matter because you know what? When you know, and another story was Vander Slice came to my house when I got my new bedroom furniture fucking delivered. And the bed wasn't comfortable enough for him. Do you remember that story, bro?
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Like, yo, I couldn't sleep. Like, I couldn't sleep, right? So
the couch wasn't good enough.
Yeah,
bed wasn't good enough. It's like
you can hear it. You can hear it in Dust's voice.
He's Goldilocks.
It still bugs him.
Yeah,
he's like, the motherfucking couch wasn't good enough. The bed wasn't good enough.
He gets a brand new
Eric Vander Slice is Goldilocks all of a sudden.
Dude, brand new everything, like the bed frame and all. And the fucking IKEA dudes or whatever, they come in, they put it all together.
No, they're
the IKEA dudes.
No. They were the Spanish guys from what the fuck? Where did I buy that furniture from? What's that furniture store?
I don't know.
Oh man, I can't fucking remember.
Oh. I mean, but yeah, it was nice.
So we did this song and
Spanish
dance where we were trying to
came in
supermarkets
and put the fucking furniture together.
But I mean, dude, they put everything. You know, part of the reason I couldn't sleep is there was two fans and like three air conditioners going. It sounded like a factory in the fucking living room. But it's like, because remember the fucking central air was like, I think it was freezing up because it was like 74.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work.
Some bullshit. Time. Right? So he gets the bed all put together. I stayed up all night. I'm just sitting there watching Netflix. And another thing I'm telling you, man, Eddie fucking, he made me a fucking continental breakfast. It was unbelievable.
Dude. My food is incredible for these guys.
No, his girl, like at the time, she actually went out and got bagels just so I could have a bagel sandwich, like a breakfast sandwich. Like, it was, but regardless, so I'm like, yo, so let's
chill. Shout out to that cunt.
And, yeah, and we weren't doing anything.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, say her name because apparently this podcast has powers.
Yeah.
And if you say somebody's name twice, like Margot Kidder, they might end up kicking the bucket.
I heard about the list.
Dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game.
You know what? I said it 2 weeks ago, and she's still fucking alive. Megan.
Jesus Christ. but listen, so they get all this brand new furniture in, and we're not doing shit Saturday. Like, we were there. There was a cookout Saturday night with, like, 30 people showed up to his apartment, which is why I think he got banned from fucking. They're like, yeah, look, we can't have you using grills out here because fucking Eddie was out here doing the
really
most.
We really had a good barbecue. It was a great barbecue.
It was fucking fantastic.
Ah, man, you know, you're bringing back
memories,
man.
So we had such a good time. Saturday during the day, I took a nap in his brand new bed before they did.
He was the first dude to sleep in my new bed.
I made sure, yo. The only, and I'll say this, I was courteous enough to ask which side Eddie slept on, so I slept in his spot. Because I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't want to take it there.
You did. Oh, that's nice. I didn't want to take it there.
And he watched some bullshit movie. Didn't he watch like Battle Los Angeles or some garbage movie? I don't even know what it was. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching. So I'm going to go take a nap. And then I come outside. I'm like, dude, this is great. This is comfortable.
Convertible. Convertible. Like
yeah.
Hey, we lost MIDI. He did.
His Mac crashed. He's coming back. It's all good. We all keep moving.
Yeah, you know, he lives in the deserts of
LA. Yeah.
What desert does he live in?
The Mojave.
He's Tatooine.
Yeah, the Mojave. Yeah,
Tatooine.
He's out there, my dude.
You know, Eric, man. We go way back, man. I know we've been talking a little bit about our past, man. And, man, I'm so fucking... I really feel fucking happy to fuck... I don't know what word I can say because I've been drinking since, like, 7:30 and it's now 11:06. You know, my homie...
You working tomorrow?
No, I'm not working. I don't work Tuesdays.
All right. Never
work
Tuesdays.
That's the only reason
Tuesdays.
Why we do double shows on Monday, bro.
Yeah, never work Tuesdays.
That's what... So, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you came through. You got to come through again, man. Shout out to Single Eddie.
Dude, I've never seen Single Eddie.
Single Eddie. Come out and hang out with Single Eddie, man. You're 2 hours away, man. So, man, you know what? But you know what?
Yeah, you got the new apartment, man. Yeah, honestly, man,
like, the fact that you, like, you know, you kind of put me out there like, you know, this is the type of dude that does this. And, you know, I always go all out.
He's thinking about opening a bed and breakfast.
Yes. I'm trying to get my game up, man. I'm trying to get my game up. You know how, like, you know, I got an air fryer
Hold on, real quick. It's an Ed and breakfast.
Ed and breakfast.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Ed and breakfast.
I got an air fryer, son. You know, I got the air fryer now, and I got some fucking I'm trying to think of fucking non. I don't know, fucking allergic fucking comforters going on.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, at one
hypo.
Like, listen, there was one point in my life where, like, I don't really fuck with my like immediate family all like that. Like, dude, I spent Thanksgiving at Eddie's crib.
Yeah.
Dope.
I was supposed to spend Easter down there. That was the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, I was spending holidays there. Like, that's how lit it was.
Yeah,
it
we
was
had some
totally
good times,
lit.
Man. We really had some fucking good times, man. I really love, you know, even though the cunt's not there, but we have a good time.
And you know what else is crazy? We're down there for like a weekend, like 4-day weekend type shit. We didn't talk about or do music at all.
That's kind of like this podcast,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we don't even talk about it. Yeah.
Like, you're on here, but, like, we don't even really talk about music.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I'd rather do it like this. I mean, listen, you know, I got an album coming out July 10th. Who cares?
Oh, I know.
We're getting there. Relax.
Best album money can buy, motherfuckers.
Relax. We're talking about the old school days.
All right,
enough about that, man. Shout out to Eric Van Slyke.
25 consistent listeners will be buying your record, okay?
17.
Well, no, yeah. That I appreciate that. You know, every dollar counts. All the dollars add up.
Fair enough.
We're going to get this Ed and Breakfast popping, man. That's
yeah, exactly. So until...
Ed and Breakfast.
The Ed and Breakfast, I'm telling
you. What's the nearest body of water? We're going to build a cabin right next to it.
Before we get into your new record, Mr. Vanderslice, I do want to talk to you about a couple things. I don't know if you know, everybody out there should be following my man on social media. Dude is super funny. He's super real, super opinionated, but in a good way. Yes, I feel you. And let's talk about New Balances and Hawaiian shirts, my friend.
Dude, no.
Because you are always killing it with the custom New Balances. Now, the 574s are my favorite. Is that what you get in a custom, or is it a different number?
I don't know. Hold on. Because I get a bunch of them. Like, now, Because the thing is now, if you go on New Balance Customize, they have all of them. The 574, the fucking 998s are dope. Yeah. They even have the turf shoe if you want to look like a referee. Calling fouls on people in public.
Right, and then you just go ahead and throw together your custom color combo palette, right?
That's right. I wish they had a better selection of greens.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's my only complaint. You can't go wrong with New Balance. I also, they're American made.
Very comfortable.
Yes.
They're American made, so there's no, I used to only wear Air Max 90s.
Yeah.
Because they were the best shoe design out. But sure. They take 30 to 40 days when you order them. I get New Balances in 2 weeks.
Right, because they're in it. Because they're in house per se.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
man,
I'm this summer because like I said, with my new album coming out, like I got a PR guy and shit. Like I'm trying to do everything professional as possible.
New album coming out.
I got a pair of New Balances that match one shirt. That I'm wearing to every single one of them. It's going to be like a Vanderslice uniform.
Attaboy.
Dude, that's what yellow, I'm talking about.
Hey, guys, yellow, did you know there's a new album coming out? Just saying.
New album? Not only is there a new album coming out, it's the best album that money can buy.
And the Hawaiian shirt is just an eye catcher. Doesn't matter where you're at.
I feel you. Like I said, I follow you, bro. I think you're fucking great. I don't get to talk wrestling much on this podcast, but I know that you are a wrestling fan like myself. Oh, yeah. My
you know, you should do like a wrestling podcast.
Old school stuff. You guys can go for days, man.
Yes, good. Yes.
I didn't watch Raw today, but I don't know, man.
I'm telling you, Vanderslice. It is. I'm watching right now. Vanderslice's pre pay per view. Fucking where he like breaks down each match and tells you who he's gonna win and why is fucking must read if you're a wrestling fan.
Dude, it's I'm fucking on point too.
It's hilarious. Not only are his picks good, his little write up is usually like super fucking funny, and it's like some of them might be a paragraph, some of them might be like three words, like this dude's work rate sucks. I hope he never even is on the roster after today.
Skip this match. Like, bathroom break.
This match, yeah.
Dude,
very funny. It's very funny.
I appreciate it. I try to liven it up, man. I don't know because the WWE is so bad. Like I like New Japan. I like Ring of Honor.
Yes, yeah. New Japan and Ring of Honor are very good.
And I'm not going to bore the wrestling man.
Yes, me too. Very much so. I'm not going to bore the panel with all this, but you and I'll have to talk another time about.
A special episode.
I'll bring on my wrestling dudes.
That would be funny. All right. Anyway, let's get into the real shit right here.
All right. Fuck Eric. He's done.
He's not.
I just got banned.
Hey Eric. Fuck you. Fuck laying in my bed. Fuck scratching your nuts in my bed. Fuck you eating my veal parmesan. Eat a
chicken parmesan.
All right, veal parmesan Eric's got sandwich.
Eric's got a record dropping. What's the date? The 12th?
July 10th. We got ousted by fucking TuneCore.
Yeah, July 12th. The best album
from the back
is coming out. By the track list. It's heaters like you've come to expect from
dude's
from Eric.
Got some I mean, fucking it's, hard
he's got
hitters,
Gibbs
man.
He's got Gibbs, Conway, Ghostface, he's got Prodigy, which I know you have a special place in your heart for Prodigy, and this is one of his last verses, right? Because that was like was your dude.
Eric,
so bittersweet, man.
Eric, do you think you got his last verse?
Not his last verse, because there's a Mobb Deep album in the tuck, and there's like a bunch of, like Alchemist has a whole catalog.
Well, Alch has that catalog, but do you have his last verse?
I'm pretty sure I have the last feature he ever did, yeah.
Oh,
that's fucking awesome, man.
So it's not
that's
his
awesome.
Last verse, but his
rest
last
in peace,
feature.
Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's and dope. It's like, damn. It hurt me, man, because like, yeah, we were just starting to build a relationship because like, yo, like, the girl who helped write his book, Kathy E. Angeli, she's a journalist.
Huh? She got big money.
Right, well, ho. Don't be disrespecting Kathy in my presence. Kathy is one of my closest friends.
See how he comes at me, man? I say big titties, he comes at me.
You know,
it's been a while since I've seen some titties. You know.
No. You'll see titties.
Really,
hey.
Really, Minnie? I saw a picture of you with no shirt.
Oh, Jesus. Look at this. See, like I said,
I'm not going to front, but I got the moose spot.
Yeah. Shout out to Moose.
Excuse me. I'm trying. I'm trying to have a very.
Moose nipples in the house.
I'm trying to have a very serious Kurt Loder-like interview with fucking Aaron Vanderslice. Stop ruining it for me.
I'm sorry.
You're ruining it.
Shout out to Mitty.
You're ruining it.
Oh, fucking shit up.
Continue, Van. Continue.
Sorry. So, man, but she... Because, like, I didn't pay, like, anywhere near, like, the Mobb Deep rate. You know what I'm saying? I paid for like studio time and a meal to go hang out with him or whatever. But, like,
sure.
She helped write his cookbook, and I was like, I just kept harassing him. Like, look, man, just play these beats for him. Play these beats for him. And then, like, she didn't do it for months, and then she probably heard one she liked and then played it for him.
right.
And then it just worked out. So we were just starting to work, man. And it's like, yo, you know how hard it is to get a Prodigy feature anyway?
Of course.
Well, he doesn't like anybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the f***? And they just kind of died. I'm like, what the f***?
Without a check,
I'm like,
right?
even with a check, dude. Like, yeah. Yo, there's not many Prodigy features out there. That's just like, yo.
Sure.
I couldn't believe it. They fucking died. I'm like, dude, well, this is ridiculous.
Cover Law Records' next album.
trying to shook one's acapella.
Pretty sure we don't.
We're gonna chop it up.
You know what? I'll sell you the P verse.
Negotiation time.
You just chop it up. Go bar for bar.
So,
body that shit.
So tell us, Eric. Tell us what's on the record. I know Hard Body Karate's on there, which was a single
Prodigy,
you dropped a while. That's on there.
Conway and Big Twins.
Right. I know Gibbs is on there, right? Yeah, Gibbs
Freddie
is on.
Gibbs is on there. It's called My Neighborhood. That's actually dropping Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
I'm leaking that Wednesday. I got Slugging Evidence.
Yes.
From that song, I'll never let anybody I'll never let anybody badmouth Slug in my presence ever. Dude, those dudes looked out for me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to pay him. Like, yo, it's like Slug is such a fucking good dude. Yeah. To be famous and to be that grounded.
Yep.
Like, I was like, dude,
you know what, Eric?
Incredible.
Eric, you just laid it out. Grounded.
Right.
Big time, dude.
Yeah.
And that's missing a lot, I feel like, in.
Of course.
Like, It's because listen, I know listen, Eric, I'm not going to blow up your spot because I follow you, but I know that you had an issue. You had an issue with TuneCore, with it being called album or something like that, right? Like one word, and then they wanted you to give them written permission that Ghostface had given you for the intro, or whatever, and you said something that was very. It like rang true to me. You were like, dude, I don't need a fucking piece of paper. I'm a handshake guy.
Street dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Which is really dope. I feel like that's, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need any more validation than that. And it sucks that the way the social media and those kind of platforms work now that like they want, it's so like legalized and stuff. Like, it takes almost like the fucking grittiness out of doing hip hop with people on the, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that making sense? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Listen, they tried to make it so you can't be an independent artist and be able to maneuver on your own.
Right.
And I'll say this much. The reason that I didn't sell my record to Fat Beats or Traffic or whatever the fuck is because, like, yo, we did this ourselves. Everything we did was in person.
The names you got on that fucking album, man.
You know how I got Ghostface? The Scourge of Staten Island. Fucking JoJo Pellegrino.
Shout out to JoJo.
With him. No. Dude, JoJo Pellegrino called A War. Him and A War are friends. And fucking he called him like, yo, I'm in the studio with Ghost right now. A War called me. I'm like, yo, I'm on the way. Let's go.
Right.
And just showed up. I mean, it's like, yo.
Because for those that don't know, you and A War are, you guys are the winning team.
Very close friends. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I was the best man in his wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so it's just like, yo.
If you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, you can check out A War, the winning team. You can check out all of that.
Look at Nate doing some fucking notes and shit, man.
Dude,
he made some notes tonight. He made some notes.
Go check the winning team so you can hear, you know, samples that everybody else is using now that I used fucking 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I sampled Ric Flair before everybody. Like, dude, you know,
hey,
I'm getting
relax,
tired of people laying.
Relax, Ric Flair, bro. Relax,
I dropped a
relax.
Beat tape in 2008.
Relax. We were both doing the Ric Flair back in the day.
Both. My
ass. Got three to horse.
We're part of the Dust Mite shit, man. Relax.
You know, you know what? I when I say us, I mean you collectively. You're part of the home team. Cool.
All right, I'm part of the collective. It's all good.
Yeah. So July 12th, right? July
10th.
No,
I don't know.
10th. July
12th.
10th,
I don't know.
12th. Hey,
July
listen.
Something. The fuck.
Fucking. Go cop the best album money can buy because you know.
Because
he's
MC on
he's
there.
One of our own. Put his who
I'm
which is who.
Why I don't have the best album money can buy in my email again right
well,
now?
Well, you know. Nobody did do that. I didn't give it to anybody.
Come on, bro. Back in the day, man. Come on.
Oh, Dust is calling him out here.
Come on. Yeah. Back in the day, we used to share everything, bro.
Yeah, no, I know. Look, I'm going to hand you a record. You're going to have to rip it from vinyl yourself.
All right, whatever.
No, but, yo, like, fucking, you know, I got my favorite MC on there that Eddie hates, you know, Percy P's on it.
No, I don't hate Percy P. You know... I don't hate Percy P as an MC. I hate Percy P when I'm walking to Fat Beats and he's like,
he got that Dust Mite flow.
And I'm like, yo, bro, I just want to go upstairs and buy a fucking record. Relax. That's all. That's I don't hate him. That's all it is.
Yeah, DJ Clips did the cuts on that record, too. It's dope. Fuck 'em. I mean, look, man, I don't know. This record took fucking forever to put together, so it's like I'm not married to it.
It's fucking awesome, man. I can't wait to hear it.
I love right now that this is what Vandy just said. This album took forever to make, but I'm not married to it.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, man. Like,
yo, he's just like me, man. Yo, no, Nate. Nate.
I fucking love that. I love that.
He's just like me. He hates everything he makes.
No, and it's like not. You know, and this is like I can say that here, like it's candid enough. But it's like if I go anywhere where there's a real venue, I could put my heart and soul in this. Like, dude,
all right.
Like, just like yo, I did this. Like, yeah, we have a 7-inch.
So what you're trying to say is nobody listens to our show.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But it's a very intimate audience compared to fucking NPR.
I get it.
All right, we're going to talk some fucking non-hip-hop shit?
Yeah, but hold on.
Yes, we are. Here we are.
So, like, let me just finish this point. It's like, you know, when I go somewhere where, like, it's fucking where you got to put the PR face on, man, I'm sitting here like fucking ready to choke somebody, like, because it's like, it's not that I don't like my album, but it's like, yo, it's literally fucking years in the making. Like, I'm done listening to it already.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Listen, I totally understand what you mean on a much lesser scale, but yes, I know what you mean. By the time it comes out, you're tired of going through
so
it so
over
many times.
It.
That you're just you're ready to work on something else.
Nate
it's
talked
like,
about that, Nate.
Yeah,
it's rough, man.
Yeah, it's the post. Yeah. The post-album fucking, or it's the, you know, pre-album release fucking over it.
Hello!
And welcome
to the Terradrome.
All right, so, I don't know if anybody else did their homework or not, and we can make this really quick, but last week, and because it's current day, I'm thinking, and we can fire these off even if you didn't do your homework.
Yeah.
So a while ago, we recast the Lois Lane character, Margot Kidder, on Superman, and then
a week later she
did
died.
It for a whole show,
and then she died.
And then she died.
Okay, and
I'm
then
sorry.
So Bo. Last week, Bo was like, we had done a whole I Love Lucy fucking segment that Dustin brought up. So now
yeah,
we
kept talking about, yeah.
Yeah, we should recast I Love Lucy with contemporary actors and actresses.
Right?
And, because all the old I Love Lucy members are dead, right? Like, we're not going to kill anybody. We're just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. They're not all dead?
Man, did you see a ball before she died, dude? It was horrendous.
Here's my recast. Here's my recast.
All right, let's see.
It's a lesbian named Lucy. it's a butch named Ricky.
So it's a lesbian couple.
They're a lesbian couple.
Yeah.
So it's
okay. Let's
Lucy
be honest
is
here.
The fem.
Let's be honest.
And Ricky is the butch. And I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be some sort of fucking. I can't think what.
Fred and Ethel.
Race they are, but whatever.
So are are Fred and Ethel a gay male couple?
No.
Well, they could be though. I mean, that's the thing.
Ethel,
you got
Fred and
you,
Ethel
you can have,
are just regulars.
They're regulars.
Regulars.
Yes.
Jesus.
So you know, like Lucy
regulars?
And Ricky.
It's not all I am.
Lucy
to you.
And Ricky are like, lesbian Ricky and lesbian and you know, whatever. This is what I see. I'm trying to go by what we all see today.
Okay.
You know, in this world that we live in.
Which listen, I like the premise. I think the premise works. I just I think you need to put actors in those positions. I didn't go so far as Dust did where, you know, making them lesbian couple, which I think that's pretty clever, to be honest with you.
You know what? What's going on nowadays?
It would be Lena Dunham and Helen Hunt.
Yeah, there you go.
Helen Hunt. Gross.
All right.
She got some sweet nipples, baby.
Yeah, I got...
Bo, what do you have?
Okay, let me tell you what I got. I got two casts. I did a twofer. All right, because we have a group chat that goes on, and so when Dust was talking about like how the dynamics would be different probably with the way people cast things, I was like, oh shit, I want to do like just a straight recast, and then I want to do like a modern recast. So if I was just going to recast it and try to like fill the roles as they existed in their time. Uh-huh. For Lucy, I would cast Ellie Kemper, which she was Erin on The Office. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay. Yes, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Uh-huh. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Oscar Isaac from.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Oscar Isaac is one of my favorite actors right now.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac.
Ex Machina.
My Ethel was Kristen Wiig. Kristen Wiig. And my Fred was Danny DeVito.
Oh, who's Kristen Wiig?
Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaids and God damn it. I look like an asshole now.
I'm sure if I saw her, I would know.
You would know. She was in that movie recently, Masterminds. It wasn't recently, but it was put on Netflix, and I saw it recently. It was not made recently.
2015. You know,
right?
she's like in 2015.
Yeah, right? Okay, anyways, regardless, fuck that shit. All right, so that's that casting. My second casting, which I'll run through real quick, is a gender-bent casting where, like, the role will totally reverse.
Yes, more like Dust is doing the casting.
Yeah, right. So for the male Lucy, I got Jack Breyer from 30 Rock and Talladega Nights.
Yes.
He's actually from Macon, Georgia. like super southern.
Why isn't he in your list? You know what I mean?
Come on, guys. Sure. Guys, you're writing him, comic books.
He's
right
Lucy.
Now, man.
Ricky is Penelope Cruz, the older, like, fucking, like, she's like the smooth, super smooth nightclub singer.
Got it.
And then Ethel is going to be the older character who's friends with the Ricky character, I guess, is Deborah Jo Rump, the mom of that 70s show. Or that's the friend.
All right, I'm out. Peace out.
And then the Ethel character is Zach Galifianakis. Tell me you wouldn't watch that shit. Tell me you wouldn't watch that shit.
Galifian what?
Zach Galifianakis? Come on, you know that dude.
Hey, Bo, I loved your fucking your dedication to that bit.
I went way over. I'm with it.
I'm gonna go real fast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
First of all, Antonio Banderas and Melanie Griffith are probably already fucking.
Oh my god, they are in real life. Okay.
How does he hit that?
Right. Yeah. No.
Antonio Banderas and Melanie Griffith for sure. I was going Kathy Griffith and Vildur Valmaranmana. What's the from that 70s show?
Valderrama. It's funny that we both had actors from that 70s show.
Yes, and I was going for Fred Nethel. I was going Tina Fey and Ed O'Neill.
That's where I fell with that.
Mitty, do you have any? Because Dust is looking with his fucking deadpan eyes into the fucking camera saying, I'm over this entire segment. I can't tell what Van... Listen, when him and Vanderslice were fucking rehashing shit from 20 years ago, everything was all good. And now we're talking fucking...
Anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Check one, two. Can you hear me?
They can't all be winners. They can't. No,
they can, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot all be winners. Some work. You have to learn to appreciate.
Apparently, the recasts only work is if somebody dies immediately afterwards. That's the only time the recast works.
Let me talk.
Okay, Mitty, do you have a recast?
I do. I actually have two alternate versions, but I think that
let's
try with
them
Ricky
quick
Ricardo.
Because I think Eric and Eddie are ready to hang up the fucking phone on us.
Yeah, relax.
Eric, tell him.
I think you know. Go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead.
Eric's like, I got my plug.
I didn't want to miss what he was going to tell us.
I didn't say shit.
Okay, so look, Ricky Ricardo.
Like Scarface is like, he's like, I told you, sanitation.
So look.
Jesus Christ.
So look, some of these cast members I have tremendous respect for. I'm not saying that they're gay. I'm just saying, you know, just like dude in Empire, you might have to play a gay dude to get that check. So,
I mean,
Action Bronson as Ricky Ricardo. Action Bronson.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Range. He can do it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Lucy, you guys ever watch This Is Me? Chrissy Metz. She's the big wildebeest of the show. And
big wildebeest.
Action Bronson and Chrissy Metz. She's Lucy. All right. So it's already a great show.
Got it. I'm already watching.
But Fred, you know, he has to bring in Mayhem. So Mayhem has to be Fred.
Uh-huh, right. Uh huh. Mayhem
twist
is Fred. Uh huh.
Ethel. Ethel is going to be Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know that mumble rap?
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my
you know
God.
You know what? Mitty.
And that's the show.
Tell you now, man. Leave the hip-hop alone. Man. It just doesn't always have to be about hip-hop, man.
He's a Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It doesn't always have to be about hip-hop.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but then... I won't do the second version out of respect for Dust Mice. That's my version. I'm sticking to it.
All right.
It doesn't always have to be about hip hop.
All right, but you know what?
Oh, but wait up. Yo, they're friends. Yo, wait up. There's one more cast member being there. I'm not doing the alternate version. Uh-huh. You know, their friend that would come and visit sometimes. He's that porn star Mandingo.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Thanks. Suck my dick. Thanks, Mitty.
Oh my God. Jesus right. Christ.
Let's just move. Let's just slowly move right along. Hey, how about that lava in Hawaii?
It's smoking like hot.
Burning shit up.
You're going to be able to go to Hawaii for like $3 next month. Round trip.
Oh, that's not true. It's only on the Big Island. It's only in a certain area.
How come nobody named Ricky Ricardo Jr.? Who's going to play him?
That was Mandingo.
The wild card. Man, Ricky Ricardo Jr. is like, it's like a... Da-da-da-da-da.
Wait, Dust, are we waiting for something?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Ricky Ricardo Jr. Man.
You about to drop
da-da-da-da-da. Ricky Ricardo.
You're singing Highway to the Danger
Zone?
He's a
little guy with short pants.
Hey, Ricky Ricardo Jr. is a fucking...
That was crazy.
He's a little guy with short pants.
Hey.
That's all I got.
I would cast Eddie as Ricky Ricardo Jr.
The little guy with short pants? Nobody? All right. No. Shout out to that guy. Shout out to that dude. I blame it on the Ambien. Anything that I say tonight, I can blame it on the Ambien.
Blame it on Ambien?
That's it.
Yo, Roseanne's a fucking turd. What is... Ugh.
Right?
Oh, right? It got everybody fired.
You know what's fucked up is that I know the prop guy that worked on the show, because that's, you know, what I do for a living.
Yeah. This is a prop. Who got the props? Who got the props?
He, what kind Nathan of props Haskell's do they have a Roseanne?
Props.
And he came in and he was like... And he was like,
yo,
fuck.
Yo, real quick. Real quick, Nate, not to cut you off. But what kind of props do they have on Roseanne? Like dirty dishwashers?
My dude, a prop is anything an actor touches. So if it's a fucking watch... Or a fucking dishpan,
fat ass, big ass head you have.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of stuff. Listen, some shows are more prop heavy than others, but either way, that dude had a whole second season lined up, and fucking he now has to look for a job because Roseanne wanted to fucking spout some awful shit up on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like,
his job just yanked from under.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Come on. Can we discuss the fact that it's kind of like a comedian making a joke, people overreacting?
I think they overreacted nowadays.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Dustin, listen. I understand what you mean. I really do.
I'm all about the comedian. I'm all about the happy. I'm all about the joke.
But when ABC pays your fucking paycheck to have a fucking television show, you can't do that.
But Nate, let me tell you right now. They pulled all her shows. But yet,
yeah.
Bill Cosby, it's still on there.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, the Cosby Show is still on there.
I don't know.
I gotta tell you right now, Rosen, she do some dumb shit, but you know my show's still on there. That's a really bad Bill Cosby impersonation.
I guess maybe
a bad joke is worse than fucking rape. I don't know.
No, because I think you're wrong. If you can find it.
Bro, do it right now. Stop the show right now.
Cosby Show beep, is still beep, on beep, syndication. Beep, beep,
beep. Stop the show right now. Go to Hulu. You got Hulu.
I'm talking about Hulu, bro.
By the way you look at me, I know you got Hulu.
I have Hulu.
Yeah, and I'm sure. I'm sure the fucking
got a rope.
No, it's on. Dude, look, yo, I opened the Fios app right now. It's on fucking TV One.
Thank you.
Every fucking weekday, really? 6 o'clock and 6:30. Thank you.
Shout out to fucking Bill Cosby.
All right, well.
Wow,
you know
dude.
You know what?
That's fucking crazy.
Yo, yo, this nigga could rape a bitch, but you can't fucking tell a joke as a comedian. Period. I'm just saying. I'm just being me. You could rape a bitch, but you can't fucking tell a joke as a comedian.
Listen,
she should have just doubled down, man.
Somebody dropped out. Who dropped out?
She should have doubled down.
Oh, somebody dropped out. Who dropped out?
No, Bo had to go. Bo had to go. He had to go.
Wow, he dropped out.
You know what? You're right. You're right. If that's the case, then
how fucked up is this world?
Yo, you're 100% correct. If that's the case,
yeah, trump it up.
Trump it up.
Bringing out the worst in people.
Right?
Like that.
Oh man.
You got anything else?
I love it.
Or
we're
still
it.
Going?
Listen.
Yo, man, am I wrong? Am I wrong about
no,
that?
No, you're right. I can't believe
they
that
took Roseanne on all platforms, but yet the fucking Dr. Huxtable is
you're
still
on
out
TV
there.
One. TV One.
It's still out yep. there.
Yo, did,
it's still out there.
Look, dude.
Yo, did you guys... Did you
he
guys
raped,
watch the new Roseanne?
He
no,
raped
I couldn't care
someone.
Less.
Legally raped a bitch. But yet,
yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
and
right.
Look like Rocky Dennis. One of them, at least.
What did he say, Rocky?
Oh, my gosh.
Was
she was
awful. Like Rocky Dennis.
Shout out to Rocky
she
Dennis.
Was awful,
Rocky Dennis. All you want to do is get loaded and laid. That's what Rocky Dennis said.
I gotta take a piss. Hold on, boy.
All right. Yeah, well, you better come back real quick. Five.
Dude, she was awful.
Eric, what do you got for
you?
Us?
What do I got for what?
He's taking a piss. You gotta bring it up.
I gotta bring it up. What?
We want to bring. Know. You need to bring something to this fucking plant.
You know, I told you, I'm a fucking conscientious objector, or whatever you're saying. Nah, dude, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I mean, you know, dude, first of all, I've fucking said horrendous things on social media. And it's like, I, you know, I went back and deleted my...
Yeah, you were in jail. You were in jail quite a few times.
I went back and fucking deleted my tweets. You can't find them. I ain't going out like that.
Oh.
I am not going
no
out
Twitter
like that.
Jail for battery slice.
Mark Cuban said the best thing you could do is delete your Twitter every fucking like 3-4 months. He's right, man. Because, dude, they fucking hang it. They hang it over. You know, this guy sexually harassed somebody in 2007. Like, fuck you. Dude, I'm telling you, this would be a 2-week statute of limitations on sexual harassment. Not sexual assault.
It's a week.
I'm not saying this. Sexual assault, I don't think there should be any statute of limitations. If you get fucking convicted of raping somebody, they should just shoot you dead in the jail. Get the fuck out of here. Like, you're a genetic defect. However,
unless they look like Rocky Dennis, then you might be doing the world a service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, Eric Vanderslice.
Yeah, that was Midi that said that. I didn't say that.
It was Midi, it wasn't me.
Send all hate mail to me, not Vanderslice. He's innocent.
Yeah, sexual harassment, on the other hand, I think you get a 2-week, you get 2 weeks. If you don't report it in 2 weeks, it didn't happen. Cause like yeah, man, men, we as creatures are like we're not wired to take hints and signs and shit. Like we're just not. How do you know if this woman likes you? Well, she'll tell you. No, she won't. Like you know what I'm saying?
No, she won't.
No, she won't.
Eric? I do agree with you on some level.
It's like, yo, man. It's like, yo, you gotta harass. I told this one guy, I said, it's my duty to harass that booty.
It's my duty,
bitches, son.
Harass that booty.
And look,
yo,
she says no.
Back.
And the thing is, if she says no, it's fine. I'll be like, yo, you know, whatever. But it's like,
right, exactly, because that's where then the awful illegal shit comes into play. It's like,
exactly,
if she's like, no, I'm out, and you're like, oh, you're playing hard to get, so I'm gonna follow you home from the fucking bar. It's like, no, bro, no,
fuck out of here.
Yeah, you need to be able to fucking distinguish the two. You know what I mean?
Well, no, and the statute of limitations would actually have to illustrate what is and what isn't harassment, which would help us all.
Yes, exactly.
But that's all I'm asking.
Listen, all Eric, I need to know is the rule.
Where was that in 2002?
I don't know. I'm a wiser man.
That would have been cool in 2002.
It would have helped us out a lot, right? It would have helped us out a lot. Dust Mites in 2002.
Yeah, all right, boys, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do a little round robin outro here. Eddie Dust Mites, what would you like to plug, my friend?
Wow, he used my government name again.
I wasn't even gonna say Eric the whole episode, but you started it, so I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. We're good.
Shout out to hey guys, if you want to follow me on the interwebs, check me out on Instagram. Dust Mites, DUSTMIGHTZ. And if you want to fucking hang out with us on the Realm of Collectors Facebook group, my name is Eddie Dust Mites. And I'm not giving you my government after that, but whatever the fuck it is. But Copa Law Records, trying to do this every other week. And we took a couple of weeks off.
Eric fuck you every other week.
Fuck you. Eric Vanderslice, thank you very much for fucking hanging out with us tonight.
No problem.
Hell yeah.
On my Instagram, @VanSleazy.
Relax.
We're not up to you yet.
But I just want to ask you, is there anything that you need to say about me and you in the public right now?
No.
I'm putting you on the spot.
We've illustrated it perfectly. We don't need to delve any deeper.
We don't need to go way back when you were doing some Artie Lang shit.
What Artie Lang shit? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Nate, you're up.
A little something like
Mitty. Nate, you're up. Mitty, it's Mitty and then me and then the guest.
All right, I'm sorry. Mitty.
And I jumped all over. Mitty.
Mitty left.
It's me.
Mitty's out. All
right, Mitty, what would you like to plug, friend? Plug it up, Mitty.
Listen, I would like to plug any girl that is available that don't know my girl. But, honestly... I need to sneak in the mini minute here because
there's something that's had me laughing for two weeks, bro.
It's funny as fuck. It's the mini minute. You're not gonna get no shout outs because look, I gave my full information the last 2 weeks and I didn't get no new followers. So
wow,
perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
What does that tell you? Crowbar
in the mini minute.
Check it out, man. In Arizona, there's a place called Culver's, and they make supposedly delicious butter burgers. You know what I'm saying? So last week, some cat went there and bought a butter burger, and he took a bite, and there was a crunch. You know what I'm saying? A crunch. It wasn't a roach. It wasn't extra crispy tomatoes. It was a fingernail.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I don't know if you guys seen this on news, but dude, like literally, they interviewed the guy and it was the funniest fucking shit I ever seen. He deadpanned like to the camera,
like a fingernail, like from a woman or from like a male.
From a woman, you know, it was a fake fingernail. I guess she had some Lee press on nails or some shit.
All right, that makes a difference.
They got her on video.
Oh, did you just cut out? Dang. What'd you say?
So look, the guy's reaction on the news was just priceless, man. You know, he turns the deadpan to the news and says, Oh, yo, yo, yo. So look.
Midi.
I can't. We can't.
Shout
you're
Skype,
not
man.
On
Skype
it anymore.
Skype is killing it.
Hello,
Eric. Eric,
this is amazing.
What Vander Slice, what do you think we should do right now? I'm gonna go right to the fucking core. What do you think we should do? Fuck this motherfucker. Let it roll.
Of course. Hang him up. Hang him. We used to hang up on people all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we had a thing where we were like, yeah, so what are you working on? And then as soon as they start answering, boom, hang up.
Boom,
on.
Hang up on him. Boom. All right, so.
All right, well.
Farewell.
Eric, what would you like to fucking.
Come on, man.
Farewell. He's back.
Right, you're back.
The mini-minute continues. All right, so.
Continue with the fingernail thing.
You got anything? Anything?
Back. Oh, the extended mini-minute.
He's still cracking up, man.
It's the mini 20
up.
Minutes.
Yo,
can y'all hear me?
Yo, Mitty, you're still cracking. It's not good.
Mitty, hello.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
This is the best. All
right, Mitty, you're out.
All right. Nate, take us out.
Eric, plug yourself.
Yes, sir. You can follow me at Van Sleazy on Instagram and just buy the best album that money can buy. I got
best?
A picture disc vinyl. I got a fucking, you know, everybody in the world is on it. We got Ghostface Killer, Freddie Gibbs, Prodigy, Conway's on there twice. Fucking J-Zone. It's like the last J-Zone rap song of all time.
Percy P.
Percy P is on it. Blueprint's on it.
Evidence. Slug.
See, Nate knows.
That's pretty much
it. Nate's following.
You know, and that's pretty much it. I don't care about any of my other social media. Instagram is popping. Everything else is dead.
I feel you. I feel you. I'm the same way. My name is Nathan Askill, and you can catch me on all social media platforms at Nathan Askill. And I'm not going to lie, Instagram is pretty much the only one I use. So you can follow me on Twitter, but I'm probably not going to respond very quick. Cobra Law Records.
Whoa.
Yeah, all that stuff. With that said, farewell.
Goodbye. You know, I'll say this much. Like fucking little Nate here is like the only professional. Everybody else is like fucking, Jesus Christ, you need to get rid of these bums.
From the Terradrome.
Yo, that is fucking incredible.
I don't know what was better.
Fuck
the fact
me.
That you called me. The fact that you called me Little Nate, or the fact that you said he's the only professional in these bums.
Little Nate. Little Nathan.
Shout out to Little Nathan.
Holy shit. Oh my god, the glass is going, no!
Dust, I know where the files are stored. I know where the files are stored.
Little Nathan.
You gotta get rid of these bums.
Listen, Nathan could stay. Get rid of these bums.
Yo, we need a Vander Slice Little Nathan fucking collab.
Yeah, we're just gonna fucking, yeah, we're gonna do it without fucking anybody else looking. It's come out of nowhere. Like a snake bite.
Man, I need
Jesus Christ.
I love you guys. I gotta go.